Welcome to Chalk and Coffee, where you can grab a cup of coffee, tea, or whatever you fancy, and sit back, relax, and join our extraordinary ESL community. Here, you will meet like-minded educators, professors, and other experts in the field who are dedicated to making a difference in the lives of students and hone your craft. Here's your host, Jacqueline Mallet.
Welcome back to our ESL Teaching Community Series. In today's episode, we're diving deeper into the vibrant world of support for ESL educators. Joining us is Dr. Monica Waterhouse, Director of the ESL Teacher Education Program at Université Laval and Project Member for Researchers and Educators of English as an Additional Language, or as it's known online, for REAL. So whether you're seeking inspiration, collaboration, or simply a place to engage in stimulating conversations, ESL teaching communities provide a nurturing environment for educators around the world. From online platforms to in-person gatherings, these spaces offer the support and solidarity needed to thrive in the ever-evolving landscape of language education. Join us as we explore the invaluable resources and connections available within these communities. Dr. Waterhouse will share insights from her experiences and involvement and shed light on the transformative impact of belonging to a supportive network like For Real. So excited today to have Monica Waterhouse with us. Hi, Monica.
Hey, Jacqueline. Really happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that you could join us today. We're going to be talking about a very special part of a larger project today, For Real. And I would like the listeners, just before we kind of jump into all the wonderful details of the project, maybe you can give us a little bit of an introduction to who you are. I know who you are, but our listeners don't.
Sure. So my name is Monica Waterhouse. I'm a professor in English second language education, and I work at Université Laval in Quebec City, where I'm actually currently the director of the teacher education program there. But I've been there for 10 years working in pedagogy. So my real passion is on the teaching side of ESL teaching, although we have an amazing team here working on linguistics and literature and all those other wonderful elements. But it's really the teaching act that I spend a lot of time on and work with our student teachers in the field during their practicums, which is a really rich and amazing experience. So in a nutshell, that's me. But I'm also a researcher. So my most recent project has been looking at arts-based integration into language education in different settings and what we can do with arts, not just for children, but for even adult second language learners. So quite different experiences, but lots of exciting collaborations.
Oh, well, we'll have to have you back on the podcast if you're open to it and have a chat about that, because it sounds really interesting.
Oh, thanks. Well, we'll see if we get through this one first.
I'm sure we'll have no problem having lots to say. So you are part of a project that is spearheaded by Dr. Lau, Sunny Lau, at the University of Sherbrooke. Bishop's.
She's at Bishop's, yes.
Bishop's University, right. And it's called For Real. And I wonder if you can kind of tell us a little bit in general what that project is, and then we'll dive into your part in it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Sunny Lau is an amazing ESL practitioner here in the province. And so she is really the leader of this group, For Real, with two E's, For Real. And that stands for Researchers, Educators of English as a Second Language, as an Additional Language. And we wanted to be more inclusive in that way by saying additional language, which is a term that is maybe a little bit broader than just second language, which presumes that English is your second language. And as Quebec diversifies, that is not always the case. So
yes, proof in my students.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So the idea, the fact that it starts with For researchers and educators, that's really at the heart of this larger project. And Sunny is really passionate about research informing practice and finding links between research and practice, but wanted to also find a way to make research more accessible for practitioners, right? And that's always a challenge for me as a teacher educator. As teachers, we're passionate about our practice. We love to explore new LESs when we're at various professional development events. But the question is, how does research inform that? And what is underpinning our choices? So part of the mission of this project is to try and make those practice research links and speak to a wide audience, both in-service teachers as well as pre-service teachers in our respective programs.
Do they participate? I'm sorry. Do your pre-service teachers participate in the research aspect? Are they the contributors to this?
In some ways, I have to admit, based at Université Laval, my students are not directly involved in the research project, but certainly Sunny has an entire team of both undergrad and graduate students that collaborate to realize the various projects. And they have projects in schools, different partners working on, in particular, plurilingual perspectives mm-hmm. in language teaching. So that's a big piece. And then how did I get involved with this? Well, in 2022, the summer of 2022, they started to want to have a way to kind of reach out to the community. And so Sunny approached me at U Laval. She's at Bishop's, and I'm not surprised you mentioned Sherbrooke, because in fact, two colleagues, Philippa Parks and Geneviève Brisson, are also at Sherbrooke participating in this, as well as Trevor Gulliver, who is a colleague of Sunny's at Bishop's. So we have like this whole three different universities involved right now. And the idea Sunny pitched that summer of 2022 was to create a webinar series that would find a way to bring research and educators together in a really accessible way.
And not intimidating either, right? No. Like, it's not like you're having to, number one, displace yourself to go to a university somewhere to attend a lecture or a conference or something like that. So it makes it very accessible.
That's it. And I think it's one of those silver linings on the pandemic in a way, because we all became much more at ease with technology, and we wanted to fulfill our commitment to professional development. You know, as teachers in Quebec, that is a fundamental professional competency. So it became a way for us to extend that beyond the pandemic and continue to make that kind of professional development really easy. You know, of course, we love speak, and we all love coming together to the convention. Yeah, it's fun, and we network, and I'm so happy we're back to doing that. But having that accessibility on a regular basis is what really inspired this webinar series mm-hmm. to begin. So we started, our very first one was in October of 2022. And I was super proud because it was on the thematic of reconciliation and what is the place of ESL teachers in reconciliation and decolonizing language teaching. So, and then when October rolled around this year again, spoiler alert, we had you, Jacqueline.
It was so great.
So you were there talking about the kind of work you're doing, integrating Indigenous perspectives into LESs in Quebec and in our ESL education. So I think like this is a really interesting space because it allows us to do these little snapshots, and they're always a relatively short presentation by the guest speaker, but there's always lots of time for dialogue. These happen in a Zoom space, so people can, actually we do it on Teams, but there's space for people to interact, ask questions. And I've really been impressed how people are really honest Whether it's an in-service teacher bringing their experience from the field or our pre-service teachers really expressing their nervousness about different aspects of practice. It's a really interesting space to talk about that with people you don't normally see at your own school or in your own classes at your university, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I actually just stumbled upon an article by Masatoshi Sato and Sean Lowen. And it was actually talking exactly about this researcher and pedagogue dialogue that that needs to happen. And I think teachers who are in service right now, in Quebec in particular, but across Canada and in other countries, are hungry. You know, I think we've been saturated with easy access to one and done lesson ideas. And we can all go and grab those everywhere. But I think what teachers are looking for now is research-based, do I want to say systems that they can bring into their classroom or backed ideas that they can bring into their classroom that is solid and that is practical, but not just practical, but important too. And I know that you've spoken now just about the idea of decolonizing ESL in the classroom and the two webinars that one that I listened to and one that I was privileged to partake in really open a dialogue between the researcher and the teachers. And as a non-Indigenous ESL teacher, decolonizing my classroom it was a big challenge, or it is an ongoing challenge for me. And so having the help to do that through listening to other people's questions and being a participant in that, can we call it a professional learning community? I mean, it's almost like that.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't phrased the objectives of For Real like that, but it kind of is that. Like, it's the sort of thing that we're hoping to have. And it's interesting because we do see similar, the same students coming back repeatedly. And we're like, oh, look who's here again this month, because it happens once a month.
Okay.
So it happens on a regular basis. And so, yeah, we're starting to see familiar faces. And there is that sense of community that I think is growing. And that's a big part of it. I mean, again, love speak, but it's once a year. And also what you were saying, Jacqueline, about like different perspectives. For example, even though we're focused on the needs of Quebec ESL teachers, we've invited people from outside of Quebec who have come in to speak on issues that are of concern to us, but they see it from a different lens. And although context is everything, sometimes seeing the world from a different perspective, you see things you never imagined before. So that dialogue, again, enabled by technology, has been interesting because we don't, at Speak, you're going to talk with other Quebec teachers, but we've had guest speakers coming talking about their experiences in the far north with Indigenous communities there on the West Coast. Really interesting speaker from, I believe it was Colombia. And he was, yes, it was definitely Colombia, talking about the context there. And although it's not our context, it gives us a way to think about our own context in a different way.
Yeah, there's different access points that maybe we hadn't considered before. Now, you don't just talk about decolonizing ESL. You have other topics. What other kinds of things do you discuss?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to give it that impression. I mean, we sort of target that in October because of the Day of Reconciliation coming around then. It's topical. But we have all kinds of different things. We've had a number of different presentations on integrating the arts. Spoiler alert, I was one of them.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. But it's often guest speakers. It's not always the core team, but we do take a turn. We've had recently someone on drama, integrating dramatic arts into ESL teaching. We have quite a few on technology and of course, that's very topical. Everyone's trying to keep up with technology. It's always a challenge. So we've had a number of different presentations looking at that. We've also had literacy-oriented L2 or ESL literacy oriented discussions around literature and books, but also around plurilingual literacies. What is it to read in multiple languages and resources? Many of these things we are very resource oriented because it's helpful to know where to go next. They tend to give a little taster and then you want to know where to go next. So we're always sharing links in the chat like, oh, check this out. Oh, you must see this. So it's really quite wonderful the way the guest speaker is there, but everyone contributes to the conversation quite often.
That's a wonderful way to be dialoguing. I know that this semester I'm still in school, and so my classes are on Thursday evenings, and so I've missed the last two. Where can our listeners find these? And I know that they are live, but you do record them.
Absolutely. So, of course, it's fun to be there live because you can get in
on
the
part.
Dialogue. Yeah. But for sure, they're recorded, so you can always look at them later. The actual site to see the upcoming schedule, as well as links to the previous webinars, it's on Sunny's website. So the address is actually sunnylau.ca/forreal.
Okay.
Do you have a way for us to share that?
Absolutely. I'll put it in our podcast notes so that the listeners can have a quick link there. And I think I might even have, I might have even saved or favorited the YouTube channel.
Okay, perfect.
I think I might, it might be in my, because I follow, so I'm not sure how that works. If I can just call it up, it'll be there, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I will definitely send you the link and then you can share that with your listeners because it is nice to have that flexibility. And I know my own community here at U Laval, our students, we're always trying to promote, it's so important, I think, that culture of professional development and trying to help our future teachers, our teachers who are still in their training, develop that mindset that it's part of what we do all the time. So I'm sure your listeners are already part of that. But this just gives another resource, and it's so easy to do when you have a moment and to check it out. And I should say, although it's researchers, our guest speakers are always encouraged to stay very practice-oriented. So they're generally very engaging and really looking at what does this mean for practice or posing questions. I always come out with a lot of questions.
That's good. Questions are good. It pushes us.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I really need to think more about that in my own practice. So those are important orientations, I think, for us to have.
Well, this is all of a part of a mini series that we're doing here on Chalk and Coffee, where we've invited different places where the ESL community or the L+ community can go and find a bigger community so we can enlarge our professional networks. And so I'm so happy that you were able to find some time. I know schedules are busy to talk to us about, in particular, the webinars, because I think that video is such an accessible way to get our new information, and the fact that they can be live or watched in retrospect, I think that's just fantastic, because you can always go back and listen again and say what did the speaker say about, you know, and go back and take a look at it.
And actually, because it was successful the first year, we launched it again, but we're often eager for topics. So we're always asking our students, like, what would you like to hear? And what kinds of guest speakers would you like to hear? So I would encourage, too, if the community is interested, to reach out to us and suggest topics, because we'll be planning the next year's guest speakers. We usually try to plan the whole year at once over the summer, and then you can see what's coming up. So, we're open to suggestion, too, of the kinds of people you'd like to hear. Nice. Here speaking, yeah.
Can our listeners reach out to you directly, or do they go through Sunny's website, or how, what's the best way for them to, or I can pass stuff on if they reach out to me as well?
That would be fine. And I'm sure that any of the team members would be happy to, if you wanted to reach out to us directly. There's actually a spot on that website where it says meet the team. So that's a place where they can find our contact if they want to reach out to specific members and express. I'm sure that if people are in maybe the Sherbrooke area, they may already know those colleagues. And if you're someone based in Quebec, maybe you know me, feel free to reach out. I'd be more than happy to share.
And it's virtual, so they can reach out from Toronto and they can reach out from Iqaluit.
Anywhere, anytime. It's amazing.
That's fantastic.
I'll be honest, you know, I'm a people person. I think most teachers are people. You know, but, and so I'm a little suspicious of webinars, you know, and during the pandemic, we spent a lot of time on screens and sometimes it feels like too much, but I really find that these more community-based dialogues are really, really rich. And I enjoy them and find them super helpful. Mm-hmm. So I'm a bit of a convert, I guess, I'll have to admit. And I love your podcast, and I always recommend it to my students as well.
Thank you.
But it's these things that we can really commit to our professional development.
And I also think that, you know, I have the luxury, I'm a high school ESL teacher. And so I have a department that surrounds me and lifts me up and supports me. But we have colleagues that are in the primary system, and very often they're very alone. And that idea of finding community can be particularly challenging. So I think the more communities that we can find and find our sense of belonging and support and encouragement, the better it is. And I know that, you know, Quebec in particular is struggling right now maintaining and retaining our teachers. And I think that the more support we can offer, the better it is for them. And I think that sometimes that comes in the form of webinars. Sometimes it comes through a podcast. Sometimes it's going to come from listening to some video recordings of the webinars. You know, we're a rich community full of lots of excellent people with wonderful ideas that we need to share and support and lift each other up. So I'm so thankful that you've committed to a second year, and we're looking forward to future years of this.
Yes. Yes. Well, and we're always welcoming, although it's called researchers and educators, it's not always a researcher that speaks. Sometimes we team people up. We do dual things. So if you have something to share out there, it could be an interesting venue. You're reminding me too, that sense of community. We had a really interesting webinar in which we were talking about teacher stories, and it was a researcher who works with teacher trainees, and some of those questions of struggle and resilience and how do we support each other in that transition to practice and then staying in the career when it can be challenging. And it was really quite an interesting webinar that time. It felt very much a moment of sharing and really supporting each other. And exactly what you said, there was someone who was working in a very isolated context. And I think it was an extremely helpful moment for that individual and for others to offer that individual support.
Yeah, I think that it's more valuable than we know. You know, we're very lucky. We have the community surrounding us, but you know, our listeners have heard me talk of my daughter, who's a new teacher as well. And, and she's teaching, and, you know, it's tough making your way when you're starting out. You do need to find that sense of community. And I think that being a part of For Real, you know, just as an occasional listener, because you don't have to participate, right? You can just come to the webinar and sit there and soak in all of that richness.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're usually at the end of the day. So if you're at home and you're already in your bunny slippers and PJs, you don't have to put your camera on and you can simply enjoy and listen and maybe weigh in the chat if you wish more. But that's perfectly fine as well. Yeah. Yep. It's really It's going really well, and we're very pleased about it. And I hope it really offers something important to the community.
Thank you so much for coming on today, Monica, and sharing everything. I'll definitely put all the links in the podcast notes. And I'm sure our listeners are going to hop on, and you'll have some additional members peeking in and saying a quick hello.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for the invitation. And we'll look forward to the next opportunity we have, whether it's in person or together online.
Hopefully.
To talk about these things. Yes, yes.
Thank you so much, Monica.
Thank you.
As we wrap up today's episode, we'd like to express our deep gratitude to Speak for their invaluable support. Their commitment to ESL community has been instrumental in shaping the conversations we get to have here on Chalk and Coffee. It's through partnerships like these that we're able to explore ESL teaching. We're immensely grateful to Speak for championing advancements in language education and for their unwavering support of our podcast. If you haven't had a chance to listen to episode 25 and the start of our series, save it and have a listen to Dr. Philippa Parks discussing the Canadian Association of Second Language Teachers. And stay tuned for our next insightful episode, where we get to hear about ESL blogs with Liz Alul and her online teacher cafes in episode 27. And in episode 28, discover just what the Récit is and what it can offer you. I'm so excited. We've got so many things in the works and many, many exciting interviews to come.
Thanks for listening to Chalk and Coffee. If you've been enjoying the podcasts, hit the subscribe button and tell a friend. Join us on Instagram at chalk.n.coffee or continue the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag chalk.n.coffee. Until next time, teach with all your heart and a little coffee.